Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Embrood.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. My name is the Reverend Dr. Danielle Brown, and I'm the senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. And I want to welcome you to the Shiloh Experience. We are absolutely elated that you have chosen to worship with us today. Whether you're worshiping here in the sanctuary or as part of our virtual congregation, even you may be watching this on replay. We're just glad that you are here. Listen, if you're with us in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on social media. Let all of your friends know that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, take a moment to share this broadcast. Let all of your network know that something is happening at Shiloh that is going to change their lives forever. Take a moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast, and then tag your friends in the comments. We want the whole world to know that Shiloh Baptist Church is a place where Jesus is Lord and where people are loved. We're so glad that you're here. Let's prepare ourselves for an incredible worship experience today.
Welcome to Shiloh. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now let me speak corporately. We were glad when they said unto us, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, that meant we were glad. So we didn't come in with frowns on our faces. We didn't come with our heads bowed down. Despite what has happened to us, despite all that we've gone through, we came to praise the Lord. We're in His holy presence, and we ought to be thankful for that. There ought to be a hallelujah on our tongue. So I'm glad, we're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, our most heavenly Father, the creator of us all, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be in your midst one more time. So we simply ask, and we continue to ask, but we ask you again to send down your Holy Spirit. Let it move and rain upon your people. Lord, send your Holy Spirit down so that it moves through the pews, touches the breast of each member. Lord, let your Holy Spirit rise up to the balcony. Just let it just sit amongst your people up there. Let it touch, come up here and touch the instruments of praise and rest upon the choir so they sing the songs of Zion like they've never sang it before. Lord, then I ask you to hook a little left and go on in and sit with our preacher, our pastor, and move her, Lord. Shake her, Lord, so that when she speaks your word and that somebody understands you in the pardoning of their sin. Lord, it ain't been easy. We've lost a lot of folks. COVID is still running rampant. We got folks in the hospital right now. So we really, really need you. We really need your Holy Spirit, because we know that it has the power to change. We know that it has the power to heal relationships and heal bodies. So we ask that you rain down upon us. We need your Holy Spirit. We want to feel your Holy Spirit today, Lord. And we're going to say thank you and hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray during this Advent season, while we wait for the coming of the precious Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. If you will remain standing, I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Tina.
Hallelujah. We come to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior on this morning. And we come to declare that he reigns over everything. He is our God. He is our healer. He is our Savior. And we bless him. My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Lord, you reign.
Authority,
you reign.
With power
and majesty,
dominion and authority.
Dominion and authority.
Lord, you reign.
With power and majesty,
dominion and authority.
Dominion and authority.
lift up his name. Hallelujah. In this Advent season, we celebrate the coming and the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But listen, all year around, we can celebrate that. We don't need a particular season to do so. Because he is God and God alone. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending. It's everything in between. And we bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Your name, your name is strength, your name is power, a strong tower makes me say, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. Your name is strength, your name is power, a strong tower makes me say. Jesus. Nobody can save you like Jesus. Hey, yeah. And we love you, Jesus. If you love him, lift your hands. And we love you, Jesus.
How excellent is the name of our God. You may be seated in God's presence. Last Sunday began the season of Advent, which I shared is a season of hope and expectation. It's also a season of preparation as we prepare for the things that God has promised us. How many of you in the room have some things that God has promised you and you're waiting on the fulfillment of those things? And so this Sunday, the second Sunday in Advent, we will light the first candle and the second candle. But this second candle represents faith. This is called the Bethlehem candle. Micah foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is also the birthplace of King David. The second candle, like the first, is also purple, which is symbolic of the coming king. We thank the Johnson family for lighting our candles today. And as Brother Wendell comes to lead us in our hymn, I want us to just take about 30 seconds to pause and to breathe and to reflect on our level of expectation and the things that we are hopeful for in this Advent season. Amen.
All over the sanctuary, let's rise to our feet as we lift our morning hymn, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. In device from me, I trust the ever living one. Trust the ever living one. His word for me. I need no other argument. I need no other argument. I need no other. My great position. I need no other argument. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. Hear me not that Jesus died. Let's sing that one more time. I need no other argument. Yes. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. Hear me not that Jesus died. I need no other argument. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, that he died for.
Say amen. Amen and amen again. Don't mind me. This is my head of security for this morning. Say amen for the head of security. Amen. Amen. This is our children's moment. Kindergarten to the 12th grade, would you please stand, please? And make your way to the altar. Come on, Brother Andrew, Lanaya Hunter. Let's go, Nyla May, Lily. Come on, Deron, good to see you. Look at all these beautiful children. Keep clapping as they come to the altar. Come on, Shiloh, you can do better than that. I know I can be what I wanna be. Come on, sing with me, choir. I know I can be what I wanna be. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. Be what I want to be. Amen and amen again. You know you can be whatever it is you want to be. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Minister Brian's going to be brief. Where's my security? Amen. Did I lose? Okay. All right. So there's a word that I shared on your youth ministry social media page. Actually, there's two words. And that Instagram page, by the way, is youngshiloh_plainfield. So those of you who are watching, go grab your kids. I want them to follow youngshiloh_plainfield. But more importantly, I want them to hear these two words that will impact your life. I promise. You ready? You want to know what those words are? Those two words are keep going. Say it with me. Say keep going. And it's very important that you keep going. Because sometimes in life, it will present obstacles. It will present challenges. In the minister's meeting, we've been talking, it will present walls that you will run into in your life. And sometimes you might not feel like you're competent enough, right? Or you have the capability to do exactly what God has put in you to do. But there's two words that ought to reside in your heart and in your spirit, and that is keep going. Because the Bible says in the book of Philippians that he who has begun a good work in us is faithful to finish it until the day of completion in Christ Jesus. And so the next time you find yourself struggling, young people, or you just sad or depressed, or you don't feel like you have what it takes to be a straight A student or to make the football team or to be popular, whatever it is that you desire to be, just know that all you have to do is keep going, because God loves you and God has a purpose and a plan for your life. So on the count of three, I want you to yell out, keep going. One, two, three, keep going. Come on, give God praise. I want you to stay where you are. As I custom, stretch your hands to these young people. And young people, I want you to raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Come on, raise your right hand. Your right hand. This one. You should look like me. Raise your right hand. All right, I want you to repeat after me. Say, I, a child of the Most High God, promise myself that when life gets tough and I have challenges and I run into difficulty, that I'm going to keep going because God has a purpose for my life and a promise attached to it. In Jesus' name, I promise. Come on and give God praise for these young people. Go back to your seats. Keep going. Come on, Shiloh, we can do better than that. God be praised.
Hi, my name is Trey, and here are this week's announcements.
Expect a miracle. I came home from work, and my electricity had already been shut off. I was upset, but then my doorbell rang 3 times. The first time, it was a cable guy coming to disconnect my services and collect all the equipment. After he left, I closed the door and sobbed. The second time the doorbell rang, it was a sheriff's officer coming to serve me with an eviction notice from my mortgage company. After she left, I closed the door, walked to my kitchen, and fell on my knees. Why, God, why did you save me through all of the illnesses and all of the challenges to bring me to this point that I would be losing my home and have no place to go? I couldn't help myself, I had no one to go to, and I couldn't find success. The doorbell then rang a 3rd time. It was a letter from FedEx, from my mortgage company. Apparently, they realized that they had made an error and had forgiven my debt, and then decided that it was necessary to reduce my interest rate to 3.5%. I couldn't be anybody but God. I fell on my knees still crying, but these times there were tears of joy. And I was happy because I was the recipient of a miracle from nobody else but God. My name's Lisa LaValle. I'm a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. And I now live my life on the promises of God and always expecting His miraculous intervention in every area of my life. Thank you.
Attention Shiloh, come meet Pastor Danielle L. Brown after service beginning Sunday, December 5th for our Shiloh men and Sunday, December 12th for our Shiloh women. We hope to see you there. Shiloh, join us for our Holiday Gingerbread House Contest. Our theme is A House of Hope. Create your gingerbread house and bring it to Shiloh on Sunday, December 12th. Shiloh worshipers will vote by leaving coins in the box next to your gingerbread house. The winner will receive a cool prize, and all proceeds will go to the A. Ross Brent Scholarship Fund. We can't wait to see your creations.
Hey, Shiloh family and friends, it's me, Minister B. And I wanted to remind each and every one of you that we here at Shiloh are having a toy drive. Say yay! We're going to purchase some toys so that we may be a blessing to all of the children in the Plainfield community. We ask that you will go out and that you will bring these gifts in before December 13th. We want to be a blessing because it takes a blessing to be a blessing. Bring these gifts here in the sanctuary, leave them at the altar, and if not, turn them in at the church office with Sister Marlene. We thank you so much for your contributions, and we wish you all a happy, blessed holiday. God bless you.
Hey, Shiloh family, Pastor Brown here with my good friend,
Light.
And we want to encourage you to be a part of our Christmas blessing this year. This year, the Shiloh Baptist Church has endeavored to be a blessing to some 200 students at the UC Team Charter School by blessing each student with a nice pair of shoes and a cool winter coat. And so you can stop by the table in the lobby, or you can email our office assistant at shilohplainfield.org and get the specifics for a student for you to sponsor. Let's go, Shiloh. Let's be the Christmas blessing.
Yep.
Cool pair of shoes.
And don't forget the coat.
Join us for the Men and Women's Joint Fellowship on Saturday, December 11th, beginning at 10 a.m. A reason to celebrate. Login begins at 9:30 a.m. via Zoom. Please check your email for your Zoom link or email shilohwomensfellowship@gmail.com for the Zoom link. We hope to see you there. Attention all children ages 6 to 12. Join Minister Brian Johnson for Children's Church every second Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. For a virtual option, please email bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org. Join Shiloh for 10 days of prayer. Meet Pastor Brown in the sanctuary at 6:30 a.m. on December 6th through the 10th and December 13th through the 17th. You will be blessed.
Hey guys, it's Lai, and I'm here with
Pastor Brown.
And we want to invite you to Third Sunday
at Shiloh Baptist Church. There's no place to be on the third Sunday except 515 West 4th Street in Plainfield, New Jersey. Dress down. Wear your hoodie. Wear your sneakers. Come as you are. It's an incredible worship experience for all generations. Where should they come, life?
Third Sunday, Shiloh Baptist Church.
You got it.
Join Shiloh for our Christmas Eve candlelight service on December 24th at 5 p.m. Come ready to sing, dance, and worship. Hope to see you there. Join Shiloh for New Year's Eve Watch Night service on Friday, December 31st at 10 p.m. Mark your calendars. You won't want to miss this. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to give to Shiloh. You may text the word GIVE to 908-293-7376. Give using Zelle, online, by mail, or using Givealify, PayPal, or Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield. For more information, please visit our church website.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. And let's shout to God with a voice of triumph. How many of you are excited to be in the Lord's house one more time? How many of you are excited to be in the Lord's house one more time? I know that I am excited, and I'm excited about Shiloh. Will you just look at your neighbor and say, I'm excited about Shiloh. I'm excited about Shiloh, and you should be too. Do you see all of the amazing things that we have happening in the life of our church? Our young people are actively engaged and involved. They are just leading the way, and they are excited. Today, we are confirming 5 new members today, and we confirmed one last week. And last Sunday, we took in 9 more. I feel like you weren't excited enough. I said we confirmed one last week, but today we're confirming 5. And on last Sunday, one Sunday, we took in 9 more. All right, let me say it again, because I feel like some of you should be a little more excited about the growth of our church than you are. Last Sunday, we confirmed 1. This Sunday, we confirmed 5. And on last Sunday, we took in... in a pandemic. In an era that they say is post-Christian. Yes, the Shiloh Baptist Church is growing. Are you glad about it, Shiloh? Are you glad that our family is growing? Amen. You saw all of the announcements. I want to just highlight that we received thank you cards from Sister Mary Clowney and Sister Trevor Martin, as well as Trustee Guffrey and Dolores Hairston. Thank you, Shiloh, for being the church. Will you tap yourself and say, good job? Matter of fact, pat yourself on the back. If you can reach back there, pat yourself on the back and say, great job, great job. Because these are the things that change the world. It's sending a note. It's making a phone call. It's showing up. These are the things that change the world. And Shiloh, we are doing our part at changing the world simply by being the church. Amen? And that's good news. How many of you saw the Christmas tree as we came in this morning? Is that tree beautiful or what?
And I was so excited when I saw the tree, because each ornament on the tree represents a family or a person who is connected to Shiloh. That tree represents what happens when we make room for everyone's creativity and for everyone's contribution. A beautiful thing was created. And so we want to thank Sister Suzanne. She's up there. Will you stand up and wave your hand? She's up in the balcony with Sister Suzanne Brown. She led the way. I said, Sister Suzanne, we're going to have a tree. What color should it be? She said, Pastor, gold, white, and clear. I said, all right, you got it. And Shiloh, you have delivered. The tree is absolutely beautiful. Did it bring you joy when you saw it when you came in today? And that was the goal. In addition to our tree, we also want you to know that we are being a blessing to children. Now, one thing you'll learn about me is that I don't like to label people. So you'll never hear me get up and say, we're giving to the needy. You won't hear me get up and label people as less fortunate. Do we know that there are people who need things? Absolutely. Do we know that there are people in our midst who are less fortunate? Absolutely. But I'll never label them. Right. And so what we are doing, we are giving. We have two campaigns going. The Happy Birthday Jesus gift campaign. There are still 38 kids from the Plainfield community. We will bring toys. And so what I have asked is that those of us that will be donating a toy, that we just bring the toy and we can lay the toys on the altar. We need them by Monday, December the 13th. And then the other campaign or the other effort that we have is the UC team's Christmas blessing. Now, Shiloh, I am so excited about the ways that you have responded to this. Go ahead, put your hands together, the ways that you responded, because we launched this a week ago, and we had one Sunday, and Sister Marlene, our office assistant, who's doing an amazing job, y'all put your hands together for Sister Marlene. Reverend Thorpe, I said, well, Sister Marlene, how many more kids do we have? She said, well, Pastor, we ended up with roughly 200, right? She said, roughly 200. I said, well, how many more do we need? She said, well, I guess about 75. I said, well, my dad wants to. I called my aunt. I got on the phone. I texted her this morning and said, two more. Then I got with Reverend Thorpe. I said, Reverend Thorpe, did you get yours? Reverend Thorpe said, I got five. I said, well, I had three, so I guess I'm going to have to get two more, because I'm not going to let Reverend Thorpe outgive me, right? When you have two former athletes up here, we can't let it. I'm going to have to get some more. But we only have, from 200 and one Sunday, we only have, they tell me, about 73 students left. And that's as of close of business Friday. And more people were reaching out. There are people who saw the announcement on social media and they emailed in and they said, hey, I'd like to sponsor a kid. My brother sent me some money this morning and said, hey, I want to sponsor a kid too, but you do the shopping. And so Shiloh, we are going to be a blessing. I know that UC Teams is a charter school, but a charter school does not mean that our kids are not, that we should not give to them, right? These are still students from our community, and they come from various walks, but we're going to bless all of them. Amen? Look at your neighbor. Don't touch them, but just say all of them. Now look at the other neighbor and say, did you go get your card? Because if you haven't gotten your card, you can pick up a card in the lobby today. And let's knock this out. And we're asking that everyone would bring their gift. Sister Marlene and her team, they'll give you marching orders once you get to the table. But let us be a blessing. What difference will it make in the life of some third grader, some fourth grader, that when they were in the third and fourth grade, they will remember that somebody from the Shiloh Baptist Church gave me a warm winter coat and some nice shoes? And guess what? They didn't single me out as needy or underprivileged because they gave it to my whole class. That's the kind of church that we are, Shiloh. So let's go. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Please meet me here in the sanctuary. We'll be online too, but I'd love it if you could meet me in the sanctuary next week and the following week at 6:30 a.m. for a time of prayer. We are preparing to go into our new year, and I believe that this 10 days of prayer is going to break some things and shift some things for us. And so let's press our way into the house of the Lord. Lord for 6:30 a.m. prayer. And then finally, for my part at this point, is build your gingerbread house. Are y'all ready for this gingerbread house competition? Shiloh, are you ready for the gingerbread house competition? Are you ready for the gingerbread house competition? Come on, we need some gingerbread house. The kids are ready. The kids are ready, but we need some gingerbread houses in this house next week, and we will have a competition to see whose is the best. And so bring your coins, because we will vote by giving a coin, and then all of the proceeds from that effort will go to our A. Ross Brent Scholarship Fund. How many of you know we are going to invest in the lives of the next generation? Right? And so build your gingerbread house. It's all for a good cause. So even if your gingerbread house only has three walls, it's okay. You might win for originality. Who knows? We're also praying for the Bowers family, for Bill Bowers and Dolores Underwood, Esther Stokes, and Brother Oliver Brown, and for all of those who are at home, Deacon Jimmy Howard, Gloria Allen, Susan Douglas, Elizabeth Glover, all of those who are looking this way for prayer, know that we are indeed praying for you. Those of you that are streaming with us, we thank you. We are glad that you're out there. Will all of our visitors please stand to your feet? If you're visiting with us today, please stand. Our ushers are on their way to you. Please stand and remain standing. Hey, it's good to see all of you. Look, we are so glad that you stopped by Shiloh today. We're glad. And Shiloh, do you notice that every week we have more and more visitors? Something must be happening. Y'all, something must be going on in this church that every single week we have more and more visitors. And then those of you that are online with us, please type in the chat. Let us know where you are worshiping with us from. We are glad that you are here. And we pray that this won't be the last time that you stop by the place of peace where Jesus is Lord and you are absolutely loved. Amen. Come on, Reverend Thorpe.
Say amen. Come on. Somebody ought to say amen for all that we are doing here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. We are so glad that you are here. We're going to pause for a minute to say to those who have joined with us that we are glad that you are here. Say amen, church. I'm going to ask Deacon Davis and Deaconess Flora Williams to please come and usher up front, if you will, the following new members to the Shiloh Baptist Church. Before we go there?
Before we call them, if you parked illegally on the Liberty Street side, I need you to just slide out while we're calling the new members. Slide out and move your car. I tried to go out there and tell the police don't tow you until church is over, but they may not yet show us that kind of grace. So if you know that you parked at the double yellow line, please go get your car. And then let's also try our best to obey the traffic laws, because that can get expensive. But go ahead out and get your car if you are parked illegally on Liberty Street side.
Thank you. As we are, again, grateful for these who have come, please welcome, if you will, Brother DeAndre Franklin. Hallelujah. Welcome, if you will, Alethea Green. Welcome again, Gwendolyn Harris. Hallelujah. Welcome, Patricia Jackson. And coming all the way from the choir stand, welcome Sister Sharon Lynn. She came in a member. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Please, if you will just listen for a few minutes, I will be short, and then Pastor Brown will come. We are again glad that you are here. We welcome you with open and loving arms. We are loving and a giving church, and we are glad that you've joined with us. There are several things I want you to know about the Shiloh Church. We are a serving church. So we're going to ask that you not just be a pew member, but that you will come in, join in ministries, and serve. Secondly, we are a giving church. As a giving church, we give in our tithes and our offerings to support the church. We also give to our pastor a love offering. As often as she comes and exerts all of the energy that she does and the study that she gives to the word, we want to bless her. So we ask that each individual member will bless her with a love offering as often as you can. We are a praying church, a believing church, a Bible-believing church. Join one of the prayer meetings. Come next, come this week and the following week at 6:30 in the morning and join with Pastor as we pray for 2 weeks about any of the other prayer calls that are out there. Also, come to Bible study. As we begin Bible study, we are a church that believes that we should study ourselves to be approved unto God, work people who are not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Join Cybel. If you are not in a class, you may join it at any time. And finally, we are a worshiping church. Come to worship. Come and lift your hands and give God praise for all that he is doing in your life. At this time, I'm going to ask that you stay right here as Pastor Brown is going to come and give you some additional things that she would like to see you do. Amen? Amen.
Praise the Lord. We already had an opportunity to speak at our new members gathering, and so I want to say this in front of the whole church, is that no one is more excited to be your pastor than I am. And I am so happy that you are here and looking forward to this journey together. As I shared with you, every believer has the responsibility for discipleship. And that discipleship means that we are in this process of becoming more like Jesus, and we get to do that together. But as we become more like Jesus, we pay that forward by helping somebody else to also become more like Jesus. And so every believer must be discipled, and we must also disciple. And so what that looks like in the context of the church is that we immerse ourselves in the things that Reverend Thorpe just shared, and that contributes to our discipleship. But as we are being disciples, right, disciplers, we reach back and we reach out. Come to this church with everything that you have. Come in here and be you. Bring your gifts, bring your creativity. But we also invite you to bring your people. Invite your friends. Let them know that there's a place of peace. And if it's good enough for you, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for everybody that we know. You are welcome here. We welcome your creativity. We welcome your gifts. We are elated that you are part of our family. Amen? Amen.
At this time, would you turn and face the church? Church, let us greet members of the family and join with them. We're going to ask the deacons, deaconess to come, of these who are coming. Cell group 20, cell group 12, cell group 8. Cell group 4 and cell group 20 again. Let us give them the right hand of fellowship. Thank you. Come on, put your hands together. God, for those of you who are watching at home, you've just seen what we do as we invite and welcome new members into the church. Why don't you stand on your feet? It is offering time. It is our time of worship. Come on, let's get some excitement about offering. It's a time when we give back to God a portion of what He's given unto us. We are tithing church. We believe in the tithe. We believe in the offering. We believe in the love offering for our pastor. And we ask that you would join with us now. Father God, we thank you. We exalt you right now for all that you have given to us. And now, Lord God, with a glad heart, we return a portion back to you. You only ask for the tenth of the tithe and then an offering. But we're giving more and more and more because we are so glad that you are God. We are not going to rob you, God. We are going to give to you what belongs to you and then some. This is our prayer as we give gladly. In the name of Jesus, let all God's people say amen. Amen. Please, if you desire, you may come and walk down and bring your offering.
Hallelujah. How many will sing praises unto our holy God? Will you sing praises to our God? Come on, come on, put your hands together and give God praise in this place. It's good that you would sing praises unto him, because our hallelujah belongs to who? It's so good that we will sing praises unto thy holy name. And I'm glad that you agree with us and you agree with the choir, because our hallelujah belongs to who? My hallelujah belongs to who? It belongs to the Lord God, our Savior. And we just want to remind him that it's not no goodness of our own, but my hallelujah praises all belongs to you. Come on. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 This is why. You deserve it. Testimony here this morning. Say my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
All of my heart, all of my worship, yeah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, 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 oh. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Come on, somebody tell them. God, you deserve.
You deserve
all my worship, yes.
You deserve
it. You deserve it.
person. You cut my finest person piece. When I felt like giving up, you lifted me up yesterday, and you gave me another chance. And I say, thank you, God. 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 When I think of the goodness of all you've done for me, when I think of your mercy and all you've done for me, my soul cries out. My soul cries out. My soul cries out. My soul cries out. I said, hallelujah. In the good times, yes, God. I said, hallelujah. In the bad times, I said, hallelujah. In difficult times, I said, hallelujah. When I want to give up, I said, hallelujah. 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 Say, oh, the glory.
All the glory.
All the honor.
All the honor.
All the praise.
All the praise.
Hallelujah belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. Listen, you made a way. Has anybody made a way for you? You made a way just for me. You made a way. Somebody say, I just want to thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Somebody help me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody thank. Everybody just sing that with no music. My
hallelujah belongs to you.
My
hallelujah belongs to you.
Somebody say, my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Somebody give him glory in this place. You said that my hallelujah belongs to him. You said that your hallelujah belongs to him. Then show him. Then show him. Then show him.
Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. Standing all over the sanctuary. Standing all over the sanctuary. Gracious God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, because it has been for us better than life itself. God, we thank you for another day's journey. You deserve all of our praise. You deserve all of our honor. You deserve all of the glory and the adoration that we can pour out upon you, because you have been a great God. Lord, we thank you for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of dance that has gone forth, and for even the confirmation of new members, and the fact that you are growing our family daily. We thank you, Lord God. And now we come to this preaching moment. I ask that you would sanctify it, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered, and they are excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who was, the one who is, the one who always will be, and his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we pray, and that all God's people say, amen. Amen. Please remain standing as we go to our scripture. Today, I want to draw your attention to the gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. And I'm just going to read one verse of scripture there. That's the 10th verse. And while you are tapping your Bibles, or while you're turning the pages, or whether the word of God is simply hidden in your heart, I want to give God praise for this music ministry of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on, put your hands together for this music ministry. Thank you. Thank you. And we are so glad to see Brother Anthony Nelson with his horns back in the choir stand. There is room for everybody at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Amen. The word of the Lord reads this way. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Seated in the presence of God. Life, you okay, buddy? What you need? Come on. You know Shiloh is a child-friendly church. And if the baby wants to come stand with his pastor, if he wants to go sit with his mother, we won't turn children away. You want to just stand right there? That's all right. But you got to stay the whole time. You got that, or you want to go sit in my chair? Go sit next to Reverend Thorpe over there. Y'all put your hands together for life. Isn't he doing a great job? Amen. Amen. I really mean that when I say that we're a child-friendly church. You know why? Because I was a little girl, about life size, showing up to early morning prayer with my grandmother. I shared this with the leaders. And the people around me were very accommodating. And what would have happened if someone would have said, get this baby out of here, she makes too much noise, she shouldn't be running across? Would I be your senior pastor today? You never know what a child will become.
That's good. That's good.
And so we will be kind to children and let them be children. Shiloh, I want to thank you. I said to not park if you were parked, but I got a message from somebody in a high place, a councilwoman who told me, sent me a message that assured me. And so what I think we'll probably have to do is maybe get the saints something that we can put in our cars, a sticker, a magnet, or something, so that when you do park illegally, the police know that you're at Shiloh. and not just a random illegal parker. But I am so glad, because you know what? Parking issues are a good problem to have, because it means that there's a lot of people in here. And that's good news. But listen, have you ever hoped for something so long that you questioned if hope was even worth it anymore? You know, we're in this season where we're talking about great expectations. Have you ever had some expectation, an expectation of something, and you expected so long but it didn't show up that you got to that point where you wondered if even having expectation was worth it anymore? Perhaps in the midst of a hard circumstance, you've hoped for the very thing, and the only thing that could help you to turn a corner was holding on to your expectation. We can glamorize hope, but you know, Jesse Jackson said you got to keep hope alive, and we can say you've got to hope upon hope, and we say things to one another like, as long as you have hope. But here's the problem with hope. Hope is not so glamorous. And here it is. Hope gains its muscles through waiting. You never know when hope in a certain area, we have some feedback up here, if we can just adjust that. We never knowing when hope in a certain area will no longer be necessary because what you've hoped for has arrived or it has happened. And if we would be honest in the room today, we could admit that none of us really likes to have to exercise hope. None of us really wants to have to wait on the things that we expect, because to exercise or activate hope means that there's some kind of despair, some kind of adverse circumstances, some burden on our heart, in our lives, in our minds. And I don't know about you, Eric, but I really, really, really would prefer not to have to deal in despair, deal in adversity and burdens. And when I find myself there, I sure do not want to have to hope for a solution. I don't know about you, but I prefer the instantaneous kind of solutions to all of my problems. See, it is hope, this wonderful gift from God to us, the ability to wait with confidence that what God said will be, that what I need to be, that it can be, and that it will be. See, hope gives us the ability to stand in the midst of the worst of what life has to offer, the uttermost and the guttermost of circumstances, the frustrations of life's realities, and still declare that God is indeed real good. While whatever state you find yourself in is the truth, the goodness of God is also the truth. Are y'all still with me? And it is hope, it is expectation that enables us to declare this truth, that God is good even when life is not so good. See, hope won't change your circumstances immediately, but hope will indeed give you the balance that is needed to endure those circumstances until hope delivers on its promise. And so in the second chapter of Matthew, Jesus is born in a manger. Herod the king overhears some wise men talking about how they were in search of the king of the Jews, and this messed with Herod's head, because for as much as these wise men knew their history, they knew what the significance of the one who would be the king of the Jews was. Herod, in fact, prided and pleaded to be named king of the Jews under the Roman Empire. He often tagged and bragged and made clear that he was the top dog representing the Romans and the Jews in the area. But for as much as the Jews knew their history and knew the significance of the Messiah and hope for the Messiah to come, so were their enemies. Do y'all hear me? And you'll be surprised how intimidated people in high places can be when they know who you are. And let alone when they get wind that you have an expectation. Somebody shout expectation. That you have an expectation or a hope for something that can take you from where you are right now to where you should be. But their intimidation, their insecurity, insecurity will really show its tail when that hope moves from some theoretical off in the distance someday, one day, perhaps it may come to be kind of thing. You want to see an enemy act completely up, let your hope even look like it's about to be a tangible reality. And so Herod sent an all-out attack on their expectation. Herod sent an all-out attack on their hope. Herod was out to get Jesus and would try to use these wise men as his tool. In this hour, the circumstances that society found themselves in were not so good. Humanity was fallen and they were sinful in nature. They were hoping for a reconciliation with God, and Jesus was the promise of God. He was exactly the remedy that they had been hoping for. When he was a theoretical, I already told you, one day, someday, perhaps it's true, hope was a threat to Herod. So now for sure that what they had been hoping for was here, now that their expectation had been met because what they were hoping for had arrived, this hope is really a threat to everything that Herod felt entitled to in his role as the highest ranking officer in the land. But may I suggest to you today that you can have position and no power at all. Position but no real authority at all, because if the power you seek and the authority you want are not the will of God, let me break it to you, God will not breathe on them. And what good is position and authority without the breath of God? What good are the riches and fine things without the favor of God? And so this, the symbol of hope that the wise men searched for, the greatest expression of God's grace and love toward humanity, a little baby in a manger, had more power and influence than Herod could ever imagine. And so now Herod wants him gone. Wise men they end up in an interesting position. They get stuck between hope and high places. They end up at a crossroads where the choice is to go with hope or to go with high places. And here's what happens. Here is what happens. They've seen a star. Something very common, Deacon Davis, yet ridiculously awesome. This wasn't the first star that they had ever seen, but upon seeing this star, what separated this star from all of the others was that this star offered a glimpse. Somebody say a glimpse. This star offered a glimpse of what was to come, of what God was doing in the earth. This star offered them a glimpse of expectation met. This star was different. With this star, they got a glimpse. They could not help but rejoice. They could not help but rejoice. But get this, my brothers and my sisters, nothing changed in the land. The earth, Reverend Thorpe, was still in the condition it had always been. The world was still sinful and humanity was still fallen. In fact, they rejoiced, though, even without a whole crowd of people adding agreement that the star was going to lead them to the real deal. Yet they rejoiced. And so what is my point? My point is that sometimes all we need when we are in great expectation of a thing, when we are waiting on God to do something and it has not yet arrived, that sometimes all we need is a glimpse. Somebody shout a glimpse. And once we have a glimpse, we know deep down on the inside of us that somehow, in some way, what God said will be, will be. And see, here's the thing. Some folks don't understand you now. They're so well versed with your circumstances, but they can't see what you see. They can't see how it is that you have joy with all of the stuff you have going on. They can't see how you're still showing up to church and how you are still serving with all the mess you have going on. They can't see how it is that you show up and you still got your hands raised and you still have joy down on the inside. Because they see your circumstance, but they can't see what you see. Somebody Somebody shout, I see beyond my circumstance. I see beyond my circumstance. And a glimpse is all that we need. And they don't know how you're keeping your cool and maintaining your peace with all the stuff that's breaking loose around you. Somebody just shout, I've had a glimpse. And sometimes a glimpse is all you need, Damaris. And so the glimpse caused them to press on. It caused them to watch the star, to follow the star. And they followed that star until they made it to Bethlehem. And over in Bethlehem, in a manger, they saw Mary and this baby. And now they went from rejoicing to falling down and worshiping. They opened their treasures and they presented gifts to him. And now they're standing in the midst of God's glory. I'm so excited. This baby Jesus, this baby who is fully God and fully human, this baby that they're standing in the midst of, the baby, his name is Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. He's fully God, but he's very much a baby. And so what happened for the wise men? Well, beloveds, they went from glimpse to glory. And you might be saying, Pastor Brown, what you talking about today? I mean that where there is a glimpse, there's also the fortitude to press on until that glimpse becomes glory. Say what? Where there is a glimpse of hope, even in the worst of circumstances, there can also be glory. See, hope does not ignore present reality. But hope will transcend the limitations of your present reality and allow you to, like these wise men, worship in the presence of an almighty God. See, hope does not ignore reality. Hope does not ignore reality. I want to say it again because I need you to get it into your system. I need you to process it and process it again so that it takes root, that hope does not ignore reality. But what I'm saying to you today is that hope is not limited by present reality. But hope is a survivor. Hope has the ability to not only transcend circumstance, but hope is a survivor. And hope makes survivors out of those who get a glimpse of it. And that's why the enemy is after your expectation. That is why the enemy wants you to hold back your declaration of hope, because hope is a powerful thing. And if this baby in a manger did not offer hope to the people, and by offering hope to the people present a threat to Herod, Herod would not have had one problem with this baby's arrival. Herod would not have had one problem with his arrival. And so we're almost out of here. Stick with me. In a few more weeks, we will be crossing over into a new year. Just about 3 weeks. Miss Marlene, put my monitor back up, and then we'll keep it there. If you're anything like me and my friends, it's been a good year and a hard year. We've had the best of times and the worst of times, all at the same time. This year has carried with it a whole gamut of experiences for each of us. We've had loss and grief and people switching up. But here we are today because somewhere inside we mustered up enough hope to sustain us, enough hope to keep us, enough hope to take a little and stretch it into much one more time. One more time, and one more time again, by virtue of the fact that we are in the sanctuary today, means that no matter what came our way this year, we are here today because hope was with us all the time, and hope survived every attack that hell sent. Is there anybody in here who can testify that hell sent some stuff your way this year? But here you are because hope survived, and there are some things that we have waited on all year long. There are some things like those wise men
that we have been waiting on for generations and still have not seen the manifestation of what we've been hoping for. And while we've waited this long, the hard thing about hope is that whole waiting piece. Hope would be cool, Deacon Hand, if we didn't have to wait. But it's the waiting that makes us want to give up on hope. If I have to wait any longer, I'm going to jump ship. If I have to hope any longer without a manifestation of what I have been waiting for, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. If I have to hope one more minute, I'm going to show hope the door. But today, just like those wise men saw that star, and when they saw that star, they knew that something about this star is different than the many stars we had seen before. There's something about this star that gave them the extra kick to hope a little longer, to press a little further. For in this star, they got a glimpse. Somebody shout glimpse. This star offered a glimpse of hope that what they had been waiting for generations and generations, was finally here. And so this morning, Shiloh, in the midst of your holding out hope, in the midst of your great expectation, in the midst of your waiting on the manifestation of healing and the strength that you've been praying for, in the midst of your waiting for that marriage to finally turn around, may I offer you a glimpse, and his name is Jesus. And where there is no Jesus, there can be no hope. But I want to encourage you today that if you follow the glimpse, you will go from glimpse to glory. And even if nothing changes today, it is Jesus that will give you the strength and the ability to declare the goodness of God despite what you see. Can you see it? Can you feel your strength coming back? Can you see it? Your joy coming back. Can you see it? Your peace being restored. A glimpse of your amazing future in God. And hold on to the hope that comes with a glimpse. But verse 12, y'all sit down, I'm not done yet. I was getting ready to be done, I'm not done yet. But here's the thing, Vincent. Verse 12 tells us that the wise men were warned in a dream. Online congregation, it says, don't go back to Herod. And scripture tells us that they departed another way. What I want to tell you is that once you've had a glimpse, I want to tell you today that once you've had a glimpse, guard it. What does that mean? It means don't ruin or impede your progress by returning to old ways and mindsets. It means don't jack yourself up by going to old principles and systems and patterns and habits and circles and friendships and submitting yourselves to powers and people who also have a glimpse but are not interested in God getting the glory. What do I mean? Once you have a glimpse, you gotta guard it by watching out for people who are more intimidated by hope than they are interested in chasing it. Oh my God, these wise men, when you have a glimpse, you will have the courage to stand up and to go against the grain of anything that is not like God. Once you have a glimpse, you don't let folks who want to remain in hopelessness put a damper on your parade, but you hold your head up high and you throw your shoulders back and say, I'm going on with Jesus. Once you have a glimpse, even if things have not changed, you declare, I'm still hurting, but I got a glimpse. And because I got a glimpse, I declare that God is good. And you might not want to hear that God is good, but when I hear it come out of my own lips, I get another glimpse. You might not want to hear it, but I gotta say it just so that I can hear it myself. I got I declare that God is good, and I get a glimpse. And when I get a glimpse, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. Is there anybody in here who can say, I got a glimpse, and I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name? The bottom is falling out, and there's nothing underneath me, but I got a glimpse, and I'm on a mission. And so as we prepare to wind down 2021 and go into 2022, I'm going another way. I'm going knowing that the one who the chief priests and the scribes talked about and wrote of, the one that the prophets foretold of, the one whose story did not end in the manger, the one who lived another 33 years, changed the world forever, the one who died a very real death, he's the one that lives in me and died for me, and he is my source of hope. I got a glimpse, and it's on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. Is there anybody, is there somebody, anybody who has a glimpse this morning? If you got a glimpse of how good God is, if you got a glimpse that what you've been waiting for is on the way, anybody been waiting a little too long, anybody a little weary in the wait? Well, today God sent a glimpse, and his name is Jesus. Mary's baby, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. And when I get a glimpse, anybody got a glimpse? If you got a glimpse, throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, and say, I got a glimpse of hope, and I do believe that I'll run on and see what the end's gonna be. I do believe that I'll press on another day, that I'll serve him next week and the week after, and I keep showing up, and I keep doing the will of the one who sent me, even if nothing changes. I got a glimpse that if nothing changes in the world, if nothing changes in my world today, I got a glimpse that if today isn't the day that my doctor declares my healing, but somebody over there got healed, I got a glimpse. If this isn't the day that my children get saved, I saw somebody else's child get confirmed into membership in the Shiloh Church, I got a glimpse that even if nothing changes, I got a glimpse. And sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, all it takes is a glimpse. Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together all over the sanctuary. All it takes is a glimpse. Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. All it takes is a glimpse. All it takes is a glimpse. Anybody got a glimpse? Jesus. Jesus. A glimpse of hope. Don't you lower your expectations, Shiloh. In fact, if there ever was a season to elevate them, this is it. Business plans, whatever your projections were, increase it. Whatever goals you set, self, increase them. You say you want to lose 5 pounds. Go for 10. this is the season to increase your level of expectation. This sermon series is about great expectations. And sometimes you don't see it right away. But along the journey, God will send us a glimpse. A glimpse of what can be. Then that's what keeps us hanging in there until we get there. But listen, Shiloh, the doors of the church are open. The heart of this church is open. If you're here today and you're saying, I want to be a member of a church full of people that have great expectations, a church that is growing every week, a church where Jesus is unequivocally Lord, place of peace. Anybody need some peace? A place where people are loved. We're not perfect, but we will love you. If you're here and you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, we want to invite you to come. Our ministers have come. You can come to any one of them. They are kind people and they will pray with you. They'll welcome you into the fold. But you can come now. And here's the second call. The second call is, if you're here and you're saying, but I want to be saved. Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus. Scripture also says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so if you're here and you're saying, but I want to give my life to Jesus, this Jesus that gives me hope to press on for another day, this Jesus that will give me a glimpse and causes me to elevate my expectation, now is your opportunity. If you're in the sanctuary, you can just come to the altar. You can step out into the aisle. If you're online, just let us know in the comments whether you are in real time or watching this on replay. Send us a message and our ministry team will get with you. We'll get right away because your soul matters here at Shiloh. Now, Shiloh, can you do me a favor? Because you've been sitting next to somebody for the last 69 minutes. Can you just turn to your neighbor with, you got your mask on, and say, are you good? You're a member of a church? Are you a member? And tell them, you're in here, just come on. Deacon Banks told us the other day, don't come if you don't intend to stay, but you're already here, it's too late, so come on. Come on and join Shiloh. This is a great church. And the heart of this church is open and we are waiting for you. Is there one? Man, woman, boy, or girl? And now here's the third thing I want to tell you as our deacons prepare to lead us in communion. The deaconess are coming to prepare, and deacons. Is that if this walk is a little intimidating for you, your soul matters to us more than our traditions. And so you can see any one of these leaders, you see what their eyes look like. You know what color their mask is. When we dismiss today, you can come to any one of these leaders and tell them, I want to join this church, but I didn't want to take that walk. And guess what? We will go through the same process. Shiloh family. Is that good news, Shiloh? Come on, put your hands together.
Guide me.
Come on, along the way, let's sing it together as we prepare for communion.
Along the way, for if you lead me, I can't stray. Each day with you. Somebody say, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Help us sing it, church. Yes, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Yes, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Yes, he never said a mumbling word. Said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me.
As we partake of these elements, we're going to do as Jesus did in the upper room, bless them so that they will be consecrated for spiritual use. Father God, we come into your presence. We come with thanksgiving for another time to come. We come asking that you take this bread, that you take this wine, that you change them from their common use and make them elements for spiritual use, that as we partake of them, that as of today that we are changed, that as we see a glimpse of hope, that we might go back another way, do it in a different way. We thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you are about to do in our lives as we move into this season of great expectations. This is our prayer. We pray this prayer with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, somebody praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Jesus, Jesus. Blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. One more time, one more time, one more time. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Jesus, Jesus, he's worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down,
He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. Somebody say, praise Him. Oh, come on, church, help me sing it. Praise Him. Oh, Jesus, blessed Savior. God, He's worthy. Come on, He's worthy to be praised. Come on, come on. From the rising of the sun. Until the going down. He's worthy, He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun. Unto Jesus is worthy. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Yes, He's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise, praise, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus. 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 What's His name? Somebody help me call Him. What's His name? Jesus, Jesus. The Redeemer of the universe, Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus. That glorious name. Jesus.
To be praised. Somebody just say, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. One more time, Jesus.
Jesus.
There's something about
Jesus.
That name, Jesus. There's no other name by which man, woman, boy, or girl can be saved. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confesses Lordship. There's something about the name of Jesus. And there's something about this communion moment that always reminds me of how indebted I am to Jesus. Am I by myself in here? Shiloh family, when we come to the table, you know, scripture tells us that on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, that He took the bread and that He broke it and He gave thanks, He distributed it. And that this bread is symbolic of His body that was broken for you and for me. I don't know if you know, but Jesus on Calvary's cross became sin. He became the perfect sacrifice so that we wouldn't have to atone for all of our sins. How many of you are sinners in here? I'm glad I'm among my own. Could you imagine having to slay a calf or give penance for all of your sins? You wouldn't have made it to church this morning. If that was the case, you'd be at home still trying to get it together for the things you did the first 15 minutes you were awake. But we serve a Savior that over 2,000 years ago said, Lord, I got it. I got them. That while we were yet sinning, Jesus died for us. And not just for some of us. Somebody say all of us. Not just paying the penalty for some sins, but all of them. And so Shiloh family, the body of Christ, broken for you and for me and for all of us. Eat ye all of it. Then after the same manner, he took the cup. And he said, you know, this is representative of the new covenant in my blood. Now, here's the thing about the body being broken for all of our sins. That's one thing, right? And forgiveness is one thing. But can I tell you about this blood?
Yeah.
Y'all don't mind me just telling you the truth
about the blood.
Right? This blood washes the residue of sin. It washes all the residue of sin away. Maybe the online viewers are excited. Can we get a hallelujah in the comments out there? But I don't know about you, but some of us have some sins that it wasn't enough just to be forgiven of the sin.
Yes, sir.
But we needed the blood. We needed the blood to come through and wipe it all clean so that everywhere we went, we didn't smell like what we used to smell. When we went new places, we didn't look like what we used to be in. But the blood of Jesus. Somebody said, what can wash away my sin?
Nothing.
Somebody shout, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So today in this communion moment, Shiloh and friends and whoever may come across this broadcast, we want you to know that Jesus paid the penalty for your sin. Jesus forgave you on Calvary. But his shed blood also wipes us, washes us. Pure as snow.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ representing the new covenant in Christ. Once and for all, I am and you are a new creation. The blood of Christ, drink ye all of it.
Come on, let's call his name. Jesus, come on, choir. Somebody help me say,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Somebody call his name.
Jesus.
Come on, Shiloh.
Oh, Jesus, his name.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
online
is his name.
Online audience, in the comments, Jesus.
His name.
Shiloh, I want you to call on the name of Jesus. When things get rough, in your workplace, whether it's in the living room at your work from home, or whether you're back in the physical building, things get a little tense, just say,
Jesus. Come on, everybody say,
Jesus.
When your spouse starts to act a little interesting, and you can't seem to find yourselves on the same page, just say,
Jesus.
If you wake up tomorrow morning and your knees are a little aching, and things don't work right, just call his name.
Jesus.
I need you to know that his name works. Man of God, I will meet you in the Cultural Arts Center after service. Please come and meet me. The men's ministry has put something together so that we can have a little fellowship time. But just before I go in there, those of you that are visiting, I'll greet you in the lobby. Shiloh family, take some pictures in front of our tree and post them on social media with the hashtag #ExperienceShiloh. And let people know that there is a name.
Jesus.
That is above every name.
Jesus.
Jesus.
There is a name by which we can
Jesus.
Be saved. And now unto him who is
Jesus.
Able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, his name is Jesus, be all power, majesty, and dominion now and forever. And may Jesus bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness. Come on, Jesus.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.